This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Tuesday attacks by Iran-backed Yemeni militants in the Red Sea must stop.
Bottom line is, these attacks have to stop. They need to stop. They're unacceptable. The United States, our allies and our partners, will do what we have to do to counter these threats and to protect these ships.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says several countries have agreed to jointly carry out patrols in the southern Red Sea and Gulf of Aden to try to safeguard commercial shipping against attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. As clashes between Israel and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group escalate along the Israel-Lebanon border, VOA visited a handful of residents defending an evacuated kibbutz. Henry Wilkins reports.
Residents say Kfar Giladi, an Israeli kibbutz 2 kilometers from the Lebanon border, was evacuated the week after the October 7 Hamas terror attack that killed 1,200 people and resulted in some 240 hostages. A handful of residents have stayed behind to defend Kfar Giladi. Nissan Zivi is one of them.
Me and my dog, and we are part of the emergency task force that stay here to protect the kibbutz.
Zivi says he waits with other residents for a conflict they feel is inevitable. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kfar Giladi, Israel.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday the military had proposed mobilizing 450,000 to 500,000 more Ukrainians into the armed forces in what would mark a dramatic step up of Kyiv's war with Russia. Ukraine, which initially saw tens of thousands of volunteer fighters queuing up to defend their country from Russia's invasion, is now trying to draft more men to replace those currently at the front.